The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. The president looking like a wannabe dictator.
Right.
So he could walk over to a church and pretend to be concerned about the church.
Outrage is growing over the forceful removal of peaceful protesters to clear the way for the president to hold a photo op at St. John's Church.
We saw peaceful protesters being gassed so the president could take a stroll and so he could pose for the cameras.
Donald Trump started a riot in the president's park in Lafayette Park so he could have a photo op and awkwardly, weirdly, bizarrely hold a Bible like nobody has ever held a Bible before.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what a liar sounds like. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. We've got a lot going on. But late yesterday, as this show was going off the air, the word was coming down that new information was coming out regarding the incident in Lafayette Square. That violent night and afternoon in Lafayette Square where Black Lives Matter and Antifa tried to burn down St. John's Church. And the mainstream media, big media, the drive-bys, they went ballistic, and they accused President Trump of using police to clear out the square so that he could take a photo op in front of the burned remains of St. John's Church, holding a Bible in his hand. And I'll be honest with you, folks, I'm not sure what triggers the big media folks worse. I'm not sure what triggers the mainstream media worse, Donald John Trump or the Holy Bible. I would say it's very close. So anyway, this was the narrative that was set. And now we know it was not true. Now we know that it did not happen the way the mainstream media told us it happened. Now we know that President Trump was not a wannabe dictator. As little Jimmy Acosta said, now we know the truth. But it really doesn't matter, does it? Because the damage has already been done. The damage has already been done, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the Interior Department's Inspector General concluded there was absolutely no evidence that Park Police cleared the area just for President Trump. As a matter of fact, the 30-page report, which I have read and did that last night, describes the entire sequence of events. They were trying to erect fences for construction. That's what was going on here. But it had nothing to do with Trump. It had nothing to do with the Attorney General, William Barr. It had nothing to do with the Secret Service. It had absolutely nothing to do with the White House. According to the Inspector General's report, the Park Police were planning to clear the area so contractors could install new fencing. But because the protesters had been there and they were causing all sorts of violence and mayhem, they had the area cleared. That's what happened. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at some point we have to ask ourselves the following question. What exactly is going on here? How is it possible that the mainstream media got so many of these stories wrong, from Russia collusion to the various investigations into collusion The list goes on and on and on. And yet every single time Trump has been accused of something, it turns out not to be true. Now, I find it very unlikely that the mainstream media just keeps getting these stories wrong. This was part of an effort to take out this president. And these reporters weaponized their news agencies to accomplish that task. That's what's been going on here. And honest to goodness, Donald Trump ought to sue every single one of them. But he can't do that because he's a public figure. And folks, like it or not, if you are a public figure, they can call you Satan incarnate and you don't have a leg to stand on in the court of law. They can lie about you till the cows come home. And there's not a thing you can do about it if you are a public figure like President Trump or even myself. And if you've been on my Wikipedia page, you know, as a matter of fact, I threatened to sue Wikipedia for the lies that were published on my page. And you know what Wikipedia did? They banned me from my own page. I didn't write a single thing on that page. This is who we're dealing with. Very bad, very evil people. So now we know it's not true. And you know what did not happen? Not a single news agency issued an official correction. Not a one. Facebook did not ban a single news organization. Not a single report was flagged. You want to know why? Because they believed it too. They're in on it. Again, when we say big media, the drive-by media is the propaganda arm of the Democrats, we're not blowing smoke here, folks. This is who they really are. These are very bad people. And this is why it is so vitally important that we support groups like Liberty University. This is not a commercial for Liberty. But they've got a journalism program, and they're teaching kids how to be journalists and not propagandists. And we've got to start supporting universities and colleges that are churning out good American patriotic journalists who can present the news in a fair and balanced way. There used to be a network on television that did that, but they decided they no longer wanted to be fair or balanced. So I want to go back and I want to play this media montage. Again, this is how the media described what happened in St. John's Park. Cut 15, please.
The president of the United States looking like a wannabe dictator.
Right.
So he could walk over to a church and pretend to be concerned about the church.
Outrage is growing over the forceful removal of peaceful protesters to clear the way for the president to hold a photo op at St. John's Church.
We saw peaceful protesters being gassed so the president could take a stroll and so he could pose for the cameras.
Donald Trump started a riot in the President's Park and Lafayette Park so he could have a photo op and awkwardly, weirdly, bizarrely hold a Bible like nobody has ever held a Bible before.
Just turns out that none of that happened to be true. And every one of those people still is employed at MSDNC. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, CNN.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. As a matter of fact, little Jimmy Acosta was on CNN just a little while ago. Cut number five, please.
I mean, you know, the IG report is saying that the park police cleared the park with the purpose of setting up this fence, because obviously the protesters needed to be moved back from this area where they were defacing statues and potentially pulling down the Andrew Jackson statue and so on. I was in the Rose Garden that day when Trump gave that speech and said, I'm going to go to this special place, talking about the church. And you could hear the park police and other federal forces, D.C. police, clearing that park. They were violently pummeling protesters, tear gassing protesters. Remember, at the time, the White House was telling us, oh, we didn't use tear gas. The D.C. police were using tear gas. The other thing that is not clear about all of this is, you know, what did the White House team know at this time? According to the Inspector General's report, they did not speak to senior White House officials. They did not speak to the Secret Service. So this certainly raises more questions. And I have to say, you know, when I read through this report, it sounded as if this Inspector General was auditioning to become the Inspector General at Mar-a-Lago. Because, I mean, this is almost a whitewash of what occurred on June 1st. These protesters were largely demonstrating peacefully and were violently cleared from that park. It was a just a huge blow to the First Amendment, I think, in this country. You can't have protesters pummeled by police officers when they're trying to make a statement about racial justice in this country.
The IG report.
But the reality here, ladies and gentlemen, the reality here is that it had absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump. And here you had little Jimmy Acosta still trying to figure out a way to blame Donald Trump.
Well, he was auditioning for a role at Mar-a-Lago.
You know, little Jimmy, shut up. And by the way, why don't you apologize to the president? That's the other thing we haven't heard. Every single one of these mainstream media outlets ought to be apologizing. But these people have no shame. They've got no shame. They will get up in front of the cameras and they will lie to your face. And they don't care. And you know why? Because by and large, you don't care. The average viewers, they are not engaged politically. They don't know what's going on. So I'm telling you, when you see what happened on January the 6th, and you hear the mainstream media, you hear the mainstream media side of it, and then you see the reality of what was really going down, when you see Russiagate, when you see the allegations about the golden showers and the prostitutes and the hotels and Russia and all this nonsense, and all of it turned out to be debunked. It was not true. It really does make you wonder about what happened on Election Day. It really does make you wonder what happened on January the 6th, because the mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen, is trying to pull a fast one on all of us, and they cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted. So I would not be terribly surprised at the end of the day. And again, I don't know. There are no recourses within the Constitution to determine what happens if what I'm about to say comes true. But I would not be surprised if we find out that maybe, just maybe, that the election really was stolen in places like Georgia and Arizona and Pennsylvania. I would not be surprised. Every single allegation they have made against this president has turned out to be false. What do you make of that, ladies and gentlemen? All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is our toll-free telephone number. We would love to hear from you today. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, the website is up and running. All sorts of great stories. We're going to tell you about Nazi prom coming up after the break. You're going to love that story. But again, ToddStearns.com. Check that out. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Well, I will give credit to CBS. CBS News said that the Inspector General's report was vindication for the Trump administration. But NBC News took a pass. The folks over at MSDNC, NBC News, and said they were doing a big story on hot summer sales for bathing suits. So there you go. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us. And exciting news for all of us here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show as we're getting ready for the launch of my brand new book project. It's coming out in just under about 10 days from now. And we would love for you to get a signed pre-ordered copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. And this is a little bit of a different book than what I normally write with the political stories. Instead, we decided to go with a fun, entertaining, and hilarious devotional book that includes a lot of great recipes from our listeners across the country. If you go to our website, ToddStearns.com, click on the store tab, you will be able to get a personally signed copy of the book. And yes, I sign every single copy of those books. I can't feel my thumbs for a couple of weeks later, but it's okay. It's worth it. So look, someone sent us a note about a story out of Exeter, New Hampshire. This is Exeter High School. And the children over at Exeter High School celebrating senior prom. This was a big deal. Grace and Avery, I have to imagine this brings back fond memories for you guys being just not too far removed from those days.
Yeah. I mean, I was homeschooled, so mine was a little different.
Did you have a prom in your living room or something? How did the homeschool crowd?
No, we had it in an event hall.
Oh, you did?
But it was more of a banquet than a normal prom, it felt like.
More food than
more
dancing.
More food. There All was right. dancing.
Okay.
But it was mainly food.
And Avery, what about yourself?
I didn't go to my prom.
You didn't go? What?
No.
Why?
See, the deal was no one would go with me. And I didn't want to go.
Wait, what?
My junior year, I went without a date.
This is a terrible story.
I went with my girlfriend.
It is a terrible story.
All right, Avery, we're gonna work on that. We're gonna do sponsor Avery. We're gonna get Avery a prom date. Avery,
but it's fine. I went hiking with a bunch of my friends.
Oh, okay. So there's another side.
You got to celebrate somewhere.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
I didn't just sit by myself at home.
I was just imagining, like, poor Avery just sitting at home watching Marvel.
You know, normally I try to vet these things and I let you guys know what I'm about to talk about. Clearly, this has taken a very weird turn. So,
yes.
But Avery, I will say this: you also would not have gone to the high school prom in Exeter, New Hampshire. So the children they show up and they're renting the limousines and I guess they're wearing the tuxedos and the beautiful gowns.
Sure.
And they show up and the children are required to show their vaccine passport.
What in the world?
And those children who did not get vaccinated were singled out. They actually had a public list, and any person who did not have a vaccine, they took out a magic marker and they wrote a number on their arm.
Like when you go to a bar or something and you're underage and they label you?
Or if you're in Germany during the World War II. I mean, it's that kind of a thing. So literally, kids are walking in. They're having to sign or show that they've been vaccinated. Those who cannot do that, they have to roll up their sleeves and they put a mark, a number, on their arms. And we have this story on our website. And then while they're dancing, so you're doing out there, what kind of dance moves? What are the popular dance moves? The chicken?
The hokey pokey, the robot? Mm-mm. You're off by a few decades.
All right. The hokey pokey.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Well, anyway, they're doing dance moves out there. Every third song, they stop, and then they have to go out there, and they have to write down the name of who you are dancing with. For contact tracing. No, I'm serious. So moms and dads were outraged.
Well, yeah.
And they posted the story on one of the big newspapers there. Now a state representative is getting involved. Her name is, the journalist is Anne Marie Banfield. She's the one who broke the story. And she says that parents felt like this was the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany, and the Jewish school kids were like horrified by this, and I would be too.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
One parent said it was
just so ridiculous.
One parent said it was like their kids were being treated like prisoners in Nazi Germany. Others were angered over violations of HIPAA rights, which is true. This complete lack of medical confidentiality. Outraged parents reached out to State Representative Melissa Litchfield. She said the reports are extremely disturbing. One parent said they left the list of student names with all their medical information public. And a parent found it the next morning. It was just sitting there on the table.
That is so messed up and backwards.
So, folks, all you people out there saying, stop comparing this to Nazi Germany. You tell that to the kids who went to the Nazi prom up in Exeter, New Hampshire. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. You can read that story about Nazi prom over at ToddStearns.com. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again. Mike Lindell, introducing his all-new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these incredible slippers designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Those slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Your feet will sleep
For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you're going to want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or just call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506, promo code STARNS.
Just got an email from one of our listeners over in Maryland. This is Terry in Gambrills, Maryland. Todd, I need your help, Todd. How can we bring attention to this? I was just speaking with a parent that has a child playing for the York, Pennsylvania Little League team. You know, Little League is still pretty huge in America. Anyway, the guy says, Todd, they said that the Little League team had scheduled a special night for the – oh, let me back this up. So they that the larger league had scheduled a special night for Little League players at the York Revolution game this Friday. I guess the York Revolution would be the minor league baseball team there. Grace, can you do a quick Google and find out, please? So anyway, the according to this listener, that the minor league ball team had invited the Little League players to be recognized at the game this Friday. A special night, that's what they called it. A special night at the York Revolution Ballpark. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It turns out one of the parents did a little bit of digging. And here's what they did not tell the parents, that the special night they wanted the children to come to was Gay Pride Night at York Revolution. Gay Pride Night. Todd, most families still don't know this was intentionally scheduled for the same night, and they're going to be blindsided.
And also, Todd, I can confirm that the York Revolution baseball team is in the North Division of the Atlantic League of Professional Baseball, which is an independent partner league of the MLB.
Sneaky. They're
so there
sneaky.
It is.
So the kids are like, woohoo, we're going to get, we might get to meet our favorite baseball players. We might get like an autographed baseball. We might get some baseball cards. And we're going to have a great night at the ballpark. And we're going to stand up and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And we're going to eat Cracker Jacks and popcorn and the whole nine yards. And all of a sudden, the next thing you see, instead of the, you know how they have the races around the base? Have you ever seen that, Grace, at some of the minor league ballparks?
I'll admit, I haven't been to very many baseball games.
At Coney Island.
Okay.
At Coney Island in Brooklyn, I went out to the, I believe they were the Cyclones, and they would have these, people would dress up in costumes. And you had one that was an Italian sausage, and another was a kielbasa, and
okay.
I think the other was a hot dog.
Different kinds of meat, okay.
And they, yes, and they run around the bases.
Oh, I've heard of that.
The fans do it.
Cool.
And now these poor kids are going to show up, and you're going to have a bunch of drag queens.
Oh my gosh.
Doing God knows what out there in the outfield.
That's terrible.
I can tell you.
Sneaky.
Mommy, what's going on in the outfield? Son, those aren't angels out there.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what's going on. So anyway, Terry, we appreciate you bringing this to our attention, and now we are sharing it with our audience. So you parents out there, heading over to the Little League game, you make sure you pay attention when the coaches tell you, we have a special thing planned for your kids. It's a special event just for them. Jeez, they sound like the producers over at Nickelodeon, for crying out loud. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stern Show, by the way. Dr. Fauci's in the news, and just a few moments ago, literally during the commercial break, President Trump sent out a statement. I'm going to read this to you, but first I want you to hear what Dr. Fauci had to say. He's getting very defensive these days. Here's Dr. Fauci.
Me, quite frankly, are attacks on science, because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people, and there was pushback against me. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. And anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that. You have to be asleep not to see that. That is what's going on. Science and the truth are being attacked.
Okay, so Dr. Fauci, now we originally thought he was a moron. Then we thought, well, maybe he's just full of himself. Then we thought maybe he just doesn't have a clue. Ladies and gentlemen, I think he does have a clue. And what he just said, if you attack the science, you attack Dr. Fauci. That, folks, that is a dangerous man, a very dangerous man. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Should Dr. Fauci be fired? This statement coming from President Trump, I'm going to read this to you. It just came to us. It is now unanimous, and I have been proven right once again, that the initial World Health Organization report on the Wuhan lab was flawed and must be redone. This time by a truly transparent investigation. We were right about the China virus from the beginning, and now the entire world sees it. This is why the Chinese Communist Party should pay $10 trillion in global reparations for what they allowed to happen, the worst event in world history. Even here in the United States, the so-called experts like Dr. Fauci were wrong about the Wuhan lab and China's role the entire time. Just think how bad things would have gotten if I had followed Dr. Fauci's advice and never closed down travel from China and other things. Here we go. Dr. Fauci likes to say that he is the science when, in fact, he is merely science fiction. And once again, Donald Trump is proven right. Folks, we've got a big problem in this country with the mainstream media. They bought into this narrative hook, line, and sinker. And now America is suffering. Yes, I know the world is suffering, but I care about America. And America is suffering. But thank God for people like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Cut number 9.
To me, the most troubling thing is the way they were really trying to scurry to tamp down any inquiry in the origins of COVID. They did not want this lab leak hypothesis to be tested or investigated. And you have to understand why, especially now a year later, a year and a half later, when we know there's really no other really strong explanation for how this thing could have started. And so I think that's because there was U.S. money that has gone to fund this type of research. I think that some of these grants end up in these charities that can end up in Wuhan. And I think all that needs to be investigated. But clearly there was something that people like Fauci and these other people who were emailing him were concerned about. And my view is, you know, your role is not to try to suppress the truth or run interference. You know, your goal should be to try to help the administration identify what actually happened, so that we're able to fashion the best possible response. And it's clear that didn't happen. It's clear he was acknowledging initially that this was an issue, but then publicly saying, oh, no, it was natural. They never, ever were able to verify that it came from that wet market. There was never any evidence that supported it. And now you even find scientists who look at the actual makeup of the virus, and a lot of this is above my pay grade, but they say it has the characteristics of something that had been in a lab. So that, I think, is going to be really, really hard for him to overcome. It does require a full-scale investigation. Unfortunately, I don't think people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden are interested in getting to the truth, unfortunately.
All right. That was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and he's right. They don't want to know the truth. This is not about the truth. Folks, going back to day one, this was all about taking out Donald Trump. That's all this was about. Mission accomplished, sort of. All right, let's go to the phones here. Hendersonville, North Carolina. Brad, listening to us on WHKP. Hi, Brad. What's going on?
Not much. I was just going to bring up the point that with Dr. Fauci's statement that if we're attacking the science, we're attacking him, or attacking him. By attacking him, we're attacking the science. Well, if his science is proven to be wrong, I have no problem with attacking him. It seems to be, if the science is wrong, then he's wrong. And he ought to be man enough to stand up and take credit for it, or, you know, take the heat for it.
Well, Brad, I appreciate your call. And again, the science, he has proven that the science has been wrong from day one. I mean, how many times have we seen the CDC and World Health Organization come out and reverse, stop, and change course from face masks to social distancing to travel? It goes on and on and on. And yet, Donald Trump has been proven right at every single turn. So I got to tell you, you can trust Fauci, but honest to goodness, I'd rather trust Trump on this one. All right, folks, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Hey, Grace, Avery.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
The new headshots came in.
Oh, I saw them.
Oh, yeah.
I posted them on our Facebook page. People are always asking, what does Grace look like? What does Avery look like? They know what I look like, and so they're always anxious to know. And so anyway,
put a face with a name.
We just had, Joseph Huntley, the best digital director in America. Came into the bunker and took everybody's headshots, and so we posted Grace and Avery. We've got your photos up on our Facebook fan page.
Oh boy,
and
oh,
that's so terrifying.
We should invite people. Now I will say this: Grace is like decked out. You've got like the hair done, you've got like the outfit with the shoes that look like you could probably cut steak with those. Those are pointy shoes.
I never wear those.
And then Avery looks like he just got out of bed.
Oh my!
I did not,
Avery. No. What the heck?
In all fairness, I got dressed at 4 a.m. in the morning that day.
4 a.m.
Yes, well, because I had to get to my, I had to get down to Atlanta, and you know okay. how Atlanta traffic can be, and so I had to, my dad wanted to get there in plenty of time, so he decided we were going to leave at 4 a.m. And so
do what you got to do.
Indeed. Yep. So leave a comment there over on the Facebook fan page. That's Todd Starnes FNC.
But you forgot a very important member.
Well, we're still working on the last photo for Kyle. Okay. Yeah, we're working on that.
Well, not just Kyle. I was actually talking about my dog.
Oh, Merlot.
Yeah.
Oh, the official dog, the official mascot of the show. We're going to post a picture of Merlot. Cool. We're going to tease people with that.
Oh.
All right. Oh, we'll see. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go down to Florida. Mark is hanging out at the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Mark, what's going on?
Todd, I'm glad you're up and walking again. I heard you hurt your ankle. I'm glad you're doing fine now.
Well, you're kind to say that. Appreciate that.
The point I'm trying to get to is we all know what they did to get Trump out of office. We know the corruption and how bad they are. We know that they're bringing these illegals in so that they can get more votes. We're not stupid. We know what they're doing. This China virus thing, I personally think that they knew it was coming into this country, too, and we were just collateral damage. That's the way I'm looking at it. But the point I want to make is we need to start addressing these people that don't vote, that don't get out there, and they sit back and they don't do anything. And a perfect example of that is I've known some people that have come into this country legally, and they did everything they needed to do. But yet they don't vote. And I ask them, and I do this every day, why don't you vote? Well, our vote doesn't matter. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you just come from a country, a third world country, that you had dictatorship and everything going on? Absolutely. Then why are you coming into this country and doing it and not protecting it? Because you're creating this chaos and this far left crap and agenda that they're doing from the country that you just left. Todd, these people, we have to reach these people, and I try to do it every day because they're trying to bring these illegals in quicker than we can educate these people that don't vote here in this country. We have to start doing something.
Mark, I want to ask you a question. Looking at these illegals, and we're talking about hundreds of thousands of illegals crossing the border into this country, and they're being shipped all over the place in the dark of night. By and large, Mark, when you see that crowd of people coming across, do you think that most of those individuals are college-educated people?
Oh, absolutely not. We know that they're not. I mean, look at the ones that were wearing all Biden shirts. They can't afford water and food, but who got them them shirts? George Soros and those groups, they organize these groups to do this. They organize them down at that church. You know, it's just corruption. They're not educated. We don't know. Let me tell you something, and I strongly say this. It's not if. It's when will we have another 9/11? Because they've got them coming into this country. We don't know where they are right now. There's sleeper cells, and there's even more. These ignorant fools like Biden, Kamala Harris, Ocasio-Cortez, and the list goes on, are just ignorant fools and have no right running this country. And they fought so hard to get Trump out of office so that they could push their agenda and steal money and fill their pockets while they probably have homes in other countries to protect themselves, while we're sitting here, stuck here, having to pick up the pieces. This country better smarten up, because I'm telling you, it's not good, and it's getting bad every single day. We have to start addressing those that don't get out there and vote and make them aware of what's going on in this country.
Mark, the problem here, Mark, now hold on, the problem here, and you're spot on. The problem is not only are we having hundreds of thousands of people moving into this country illegally, diluting the law-abiding American citizens and their vote, but then you have the public school system and this communist critical race theory mess. They are radically transforming our country, and I'm telling you, this is about flooding our nation with illegals who are coming from socialist hellholes so they can turn our country into a socialist hellhole. That's what's going on here. They are literally, physically trying to change the face of our nation. That's what's happening here, Mark. And you're right. A lot of people are sitting on their butts, their behinds, their hindquarters. They don't get up and go vote on Election Day. And then they sit around and complain about where the country's going. We've got to get up, and we've got to take a stand. Mark, I'll give you about 10 seconds here.
Absolutely agree with you. But as I say, they got to get out and vote, get an understanding of what's going on in this country, because if you don't, you're going to destroy it like these other countries, and it's already heading in that direction.
Yeah, that's it. Mark, appreciate you calling in. Good to hear from you, and give us a holler back one of these days. But, folks, are you seeing this? I mean, let's go back, 75 years ago, when people from one country came into another country en masse without that country's invitation, we used to call that an invasion. We used to fight wars over stuff like that. You think those days are over? Do not be foolish, ladies and gentlemen. What's happening at our border is a slow-moving invasion. And one day we're going to wake up and we're going to find out that all of these illegals have been voting in our elections and our country is going to be stolen right from under our very noses. But Mark is absolutely right. If we don't wake up and if we don't get out there and vote, and you've got an opportunity come 2022 to send a message, try and stop all of this mess, because we're fighting not only the Democrats, we're fighting those never Trump, make America worst Republicans. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. I'm going to have a big debate with the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. That's coming up after the break. You're going to want to listen to that. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. right, welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, it's summertime, and if you go to church, you probably know it's vacation Bible school time, and that's always sort of like the that's what you look forward to during the school year. You look forward to summertime when you can go to vacation Bible school, which is like a week of Bible stories and arts and crafts and those delicious Hydrox cookies with the watered-down fruit punch. And,
I remember that.
You remember that, Grace?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Now, we were Baptist, and so we always got, like, my grandparents were Methodist, so
okay.
we got a double whammy. We got 2 weeks of vacation Bible school.
Oh, nice.
Were they very different from one another?
Not too terribly much,
gotcha.
Except for the snacks.
Oh.
The Methodist always seemed to have higher quality snacks than the Baptist did. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, I almost became a Methodist as a young child because of that.
Oh, well, good snacks.
Well, remember, you got to have the good snacks.
You've got to have the good snacks. I remember having mainly like Goldfish and graham crackers and stuff like that.
We had the, now the Methodist would serve you, and this was over at all of our listeners in Memphis at KWAM. You will remember this, Whitehaven United Methodist Church, right off, I believe that's Elvis Presley Boulevard, just right down the road from Graceland. And they would serve Oreo cookies with like real fruit punch. But then at the Baptist Church, we would get the Hydrox cookies with like, you know, the generic fruit punch.
It's like airplane food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important. It makes a difference.
It does. As a little kid, it does.
So in other words, this is a part. It's a tradition, a summertime tradition.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody used to go to vacation Bible school. Then you would go to somebody else's church for their vacation Bible school.
Yep.
It was all about the
cookies. Did that, too.
As a kid, it's about the recreation, and it's about the cookies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a little time away for the parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big time. Yeah,
school's out.
Because the moms, they drop the kids off at the church, then they're down to the Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Don't be stingy with the breadsticks.
Bring us some more salad.
And some wine. Lots of wine. It's extreme.
Or maybe that watered-down fruit punch.
It's Italian communion. All right, so this story caught my attention. Speaking of vacation Bible school, this story caught my attention out of Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Here's the story from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. A large banner advertising the Vacation Bible School at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, was prominently displayed at the post main gate and has now been removed. And we want to find out why. On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, we are glad to have with us the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, Mikey Weinstein. Mikey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Todd, it's been a few years.
It has been a few years, and Mikey, you're still causing trouble out there on these military bases. What's going on here at Fort Sill, Oklahoma?
Well, if you would say trouble, I would use the term good trouble. As you know, we represent over 74,000, Todd, members of the military, and about 95% of them are practicing Christians. We have over 630 people that work here as a foundation, paid and volunteers, and about 84% of them are Christians, half of my own family is Christian, so it's not like we're eating Christians for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But what happened was we received a number of complaints at Fort Sill. The most formal one came from an attorney who represents service members and defends them from disciplinary action under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Going in the main gate, there was a large sign up that was advertising Vacation Bible School, VBS. And this is very typical because whenever the kids are out of school, remember, military installations are in the main, just like small towns. And some of them are not even that small. And so when the kids are out of school, it's time for them to go to, vacation Bible school as well. And so whatever we handle here at MRFF, if it's a VBS advertisement or anything else, we don't get involved unless it violates the time, place, and manner restrictions in the U.S. Constitution, Todd, and Todd's listening audience, or it's construing federal case law, and then, of course, the directives, instructions, and regulations of the Pentagon.
Okay, well, let's just cut right to the chase here, Mikey. What's the problem here? No, well, let's cut to the chase here. What's the problem with this sign? I'm looking at the sign.
Let me explain.
It says, Mikey, I'm going to talk first, and then I will let you finish, but give me a moment to set this up. So the sign, it's a typical banner you would get down at your local print store, your print shop. And it's got the logo of Vacation Bible School, Rocky Railway, with the slogan underneath, Jesus Power Pulls Us Through. Right. And then it's got VBS June 7th through 11th, Frontier Chapel, with a website address. Now, I want you to, you said in the, or at least the attorney said in the correspondence that I had between you guys and the military, that this was a sign of Christian supremacy. What do you mean by that?
Let me see if I can answer your question now that you've posed it nicely, and now it's my turn, right? That was put at the main gate of the installation, so it completely violates the time, place, and manner. We made the complaint to the garrison commander. Through our representative out there, Ms. Sarah Klein, who is the mother of triplets and married to an active-duty Army captain. The garrison commander got back and said, give me some time. I'm going to review this with my staff, judge advocate, the lawyers, like I used to be a judge advocate in the Air Force. 24 hours later, he came back and said, you're right. We're going to remove it. And we said, put it on the chapel grounds. You can also advertise it on the chaplain's corner on the website or go out to the constituents that come to each of the chapel services. But to be at the main gate would imply validation and support from the command, which violates the separation of church and state.
And this is the problem here, Mikey. You said it implies. My question is, does it? Does it endorse Christianity? Does it endorse Christianity? Yes or no?
Yes. Todd. Yes, it makes it absolutely 100% clear that it is command saying, Jesus power pulls us through. Let me ask you a question. What if that sign was put up at the main gate that said, you know, again, Allah power pulls us through, Satan power pulls us through, or maybe, Richard Dawkins, you know, no power, there are no gods whatsoever, at the main gate. It's fine on the chapel grounds or in the chaplain's corner. But at the main gate, that is the garrison commander who owns that and owns it, and that is the command structure of the United States Army, underneath the Defense Secretary Austin, underneath the President of the United States, saying it is Jesus power that pulls us through. They don't always agree with us at the Pentagon. I mean, we don't have armies here. We have the law on our side.
Now, that's not true, Mikey, because years ago, Mikey, during the Obama administration, you bragged in an interview that you had a hotline to the Obama Pentagon. You picked up the phone. Mikey, these are your words, not mine. You picked up the phone, you called the Obama Pentagon, and they would do whatever you told them to do. And let's be honest, Mikey, you guys get incredibly triggered by the baby Jesus, Bibles on missing man tables, and now apparently Vacation Bible School.
I think what you're missing, Todd, is the fact that we don't get triggered. We have people who come to us, members of the military that are subordinate, that cannot stand up to their superiors because of the incredible tribal, adversarial, communal, and ritualistic nature of the military. Remember, that isn't your shift manager at Starbucks or at your radio station. Your military superior, even if you're being gently evangelized by them, get the hell out of my face, sir or ma'am, or let me get the heck out of my face, sir or ma'am, since I'm on your show, is not viable. That's not an option for you. So they come to us, and we do it for them. And the commander here, we weren't holding the garrison commander's family in a deserted warehouse, the whereabouts of which only we knew. He went to his Army lawyers, and they said, you know what, MRFF is right on behalf of their clients. We don't go looking for this stuff. We have complainants come to us, and 95% of the time, they are practitioners
you see,
of the Christian faith. And
that's a load of crapola right there, Mikey. I do not believe it. You're telling me that Christians, evangelical Christians, are going out there saying, I'm offended by Vacation Bible School signs. The Vacation Bible School signs have to come down. They're signs of evangelical Christianity. I'm going to tell you, Sarah Klein is a moron, and I'm going to tell you why, Mikey. You know what? Hey, you know what? Sign me up for that, because Sarah Klein doesn't know what she's talking about here, Mikey. In her letter, Mikey, she says nothing about the front of the military base. She says that the U.S. Army is endorsing an evangelical Christian VBS event. Mikey, Vacation Bible School, they have it for the Lutherans, the Methodists, the Episcopalians, and even the Baptists. It's not uniquely or exclusively evangelical. Finish your thought, Mikey.
Todd, have you ever been in the U.S. military? I don't know if you have.
I have not.
Okay. Again, as I mentioned before,
but I have been to Vacation Bible School.
Your commanders have absolute control over you. We have a number of evangelical Christians who are on our staff. They donate to us.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Who are these people? Who are these people that hate the baby Jesus? I want to meet.
It's not my job. By the way,
Mikey, I want to meet the Military Religious Freedom Foundation's evangelical Christians who get triggered by the baby Jesus in a nativity scene. I would love to talk to those people.
Todd, you're putting your spin on it. Let's talk about facts, because as a famous American politician once said, you're entitled to your own opinion. We don't agree with your opinion about 99.99% of the time, but you are not entitled to your own facts. Most of our clients happen to be, the vast majority of them, are Christians, and a good hunk of those are evangelical Christians. When they become fundamentalist Christians or Christian nationalists is when they decide that they're going to have to follow the Great Commission of Mark 16:15 and Matthew 28:19 and try to convert people in a time, place, and manner that violates the Constitution.
Nobody's proselytizing here, Mikey. Nobody's proselytizing. It's a banner supporting and promoting Vacation Bible School. I don't see anywhere on here that it's endorsed by the United States military.
Todd, the main gate is owned by the garrison commander.
It's owned by the American people, the taxpayers of America, sir.
You may not like it, but we have a secular military, and the commander and his staff.
Hey, try telling that to George Washington.
It'd be a little hard to go through the space-time continuum and find George Washington. But however,
you would have thrown it. As a matter of fact, you would have said, had you been there, had you been alive at the Revolutionary War, you, Mikey Weinstein, would have been out there saying George Washington has no right to be a general in the army because he prays to God.
Todd, excuse me, that is not at all true. By the way, I would have told George Washington to get rid of his slaves because things were a little different back then.
Oh, for
God's
sakes.
A little bit different, but he had slaves. So did Thomas Jefferson. We're talking about a banner that the U.S. Army has agreed with our demands. They complied with our demands. They took it down, and no one.
That's right,
no,
because they're it's cowardice. You know what that is? That is cowardice, sir. Because according to DOD regulations, which I have, DOD regulations allow any religious group to promote their activities on the military base. You can keep on talking, but my microphone is louder than yours, is Mikey. But I'm telling you, Mikey, this is offensive, and I want you to produce the evangelical Christians you say you have in your organization that are triggered by a Vacation Bible School banner. Can you do that, Mikey?
What I want you to do is to understand people in the military, that they swear an oath not to the gospel of Jesus Christ, but to the United States Constitution. We are a secular democracy in this country, and the commander...
No, sir.
Commander at Fort Sill...
We're a constitutional republic, sir. Republic. We are one nation under God.
Todd, we are a secular one, and in this country we have freedom of religion, which also means freedom from religion.
Hey, Mikey, why don't you go pick on the Muslims? Why don't you go do that, Mikey?
The moment we find...
We know why he doesn't.
When they do Vacation Quran School, we'll be there if they put it at the main gate. Show me one when we have that problem.
Because they don't serve Hydrox cookies at Muslim Vacation Bible School. Telling.
Maybe they have Oreos.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, Mikey, we got to leave it there. We got to take a break. Look, I appreciate you coming on the program, but again, I don't see how in the world evangelical Christians would have a problem with a sign promoting Vacation Bible School. Doesn't really matter because the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, they were able to bully the military into taking down that banner. All right, Mikey, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, there you have it, folks. Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Should the banner have been taken down? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
So I want you guys to understand what's going on here with the Biden administration and these military bases. They are about to completely cleanse these military bases of Christianity. That's what's going on here. Barack Hussein Obama was notorious about that. And one of the things they've done is a lot of the generals now in charge, a lot of these commanders now in charge, they are no friend of the Christian people. I want to read this letter to you again. This is from Sarah Klein, who is the base representative for the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Here's what she wrote to the folks in charge over there at Fort Sill. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation has received complaints about the signage for Vacation Bible School at the Sheridan Gate, particularly the slogan, "Jesus Power Pulls Us Through." Can I just say, you would have to look with a magnifying glass to see the slogan on this banner. She said, the slogan in this location makes it appear the U.S. Army is endorsing an evangelical Christian VBS event. Also, due to only this event being advertised, it looks as if events for people of other faiths and no faiths are not being equally promoted. Well, how can they promote something that's not being held? Now, I want to say something here, and you heard Mikey Weinstein say they've got hundreds, if not thousands, of evangelical Christians who are a part of this organization that is dedicated to eradicating Christianity from the military, all right? And you can Google, we've got tons of stories, and they will tell you that they are made up primarily of Christians, just good church-going Christians. But I got to tell you something. You know what I smell? I smell a bunch of godless heathen agnostics and atheists. That's what I smell at work here. Again, can I prove it? No, I cannot. But my nose knows, and I smell a bunch of godless heathen atheists and agnostics. They'll tell you, oh, we're just good, fine, upstanding. Why, we're good Southern Baptist people, but we just don't think the baby Jesus belongs on a military base. Oh, we're the Southern Baptist of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Just call me Bubba Weinstein. And I've got a big problem with Vacation Bible School. We ought not to be teaching them children about the baby Jesus. We ought not be teaching them kids about arts and crafts and all that other kind of Christian stuff. No, sir, we got a banned Vacation Bible School from Fort Sill, Oklahoma. I smell agnostics and atheists at work. That's what I smell. That's what this reeks of. But maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you are of the opinion, and you share the opinion of Mikey Weinstein, that there is no place for a Bible on a missing man POW memorial table. Maybe you believe, as Mikey Weinstein does, that we should not be having religious events on these military bases, that we should not be promoting things like Vacation Bible School, that there should not be a nativity scene on some of these bases during the Christmas season. Maybe, just maybe, that is you. But do not be fooled. Christianity is under attack on military installations around America. And if Joe Biden has his way and Kamala Harris has her way, they're going to eradicate Christianity, at least open displays of Christianity on military bases. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. They got what they wanted. Can't be promoting Vacation Bible School. Might trigger an atheist or a Baptist or somebody. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Ben writes in on our Facebook page talking about the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Says, Todd, all that guy has to do is look at our money. See, we're not a secular society. I'm sick and tired of these demon rats calling this nation a democracy. It's a constitutional republic if we can keep it. The soldiers don't shed their First Amendment rights outside the military base gates. This is outrageous, and it is. And for those of you just joining us, so weighing in on this decision by Fort Sill to take down a banner promoting Vacation Bible School for the little children there living on the military base. All right, let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Always good to have with us our good friend, great columnist, Jeffrey Lord. Hey, Jeffrey, what's going on?
Oh, there, my friend Todd. Well, the world has been spinning a few more times since we talked.
You know, and look, there's a lot of stuff I want to ask you about, but I want to get your reaction to what happened yesterday. We now know that what happened in Lafayette Park had absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump. And I'm still waiting for all of these news agencies to come out and apologize to the president.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath. You know, the thing that just gets me on this, what are they spending all their time focusing on January 6th about? They're saying proper security wasn't provided. Well, proper security was provided here, and they flip out. What's the difference? Donald Trump was at one event and not in the other. The sooner that America, and I think really the country, is getting adjusted to the fact that the media, these are just left-wing activists. They're not, impartial, objective journalists. These are people with an axe to grind. Long before Donald Trump was around, they couldn't stand Ronald Reagan either. And before that, they couldn't stand Richard Nixon. This is just built and built and built, and now they just flat out don't care whether people notice or not.
And yet, Jeffrey, there's no backlash against these fake news reports. I mean, a conservative writes something, and even if it's true, they're going to take that off of Twitter. They're going to block you on Facebook. And yet these news organizations, CBS, ABC, CNN, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. They all bought into this idea that Trump ordered the police to clear Lafayette Park, that he wanted to do a photo op with the Bible, and it turned out to be a lie. And I think we need to have more people calling this what it is. It's not a misstatement of the facts. It is a lie.
Well, that's right. And they do it often. I mean, it could be this. It could be the whole Wuhan laboratory thing. I went back and took a look at that one, Todd. The Washington Post on February, I think it was 17th of 2020, published a story about Senator Tom Cotton saying that there was a possibility that this virus had come from the lab in Wuhan, China. Well, the Washington Post story accused, and mind you, this was a news story, not an editorial, accused Senator Cotton of promoting a conspiracy theory that had been debunked. And now, oops, this is what they do. They are there. They're not writing for their audience of Americans who want to be informed. They're writing for their peers, their pals in the media, to show them that, you know, hey, we're just as much of a liberal activist as you are. And then they get smacks on the back, and if they live in Washington, they all go out and celebrate together.
And Jeffrey, you weren't even allowed, if you remember, you were not even allowed to write that was even a remote possibility that the virus was leaked out of that Wuhan lab. They shut everybody down.
Well, of course they did. And, you know, the thing that gets me about that particular story is, I mean, Todd, you and I are not scientists, but you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that if you've got a virology lab in a city like Wuhan and there's a problem like this, that, gee, maybe, just maybe, the lab has something to do with it. It's not like, as I've since learned in reading up on this, that there haven't been leaks from other labs and other places at other times. I mean, of course this can happen. The last I checked, the Wuhan lab is run by human beings. Human beings make mistakes. The fact that they just were so quick to jump on this and say this had nothing to do with it, I mean, says everything.
On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, our good friend Jeffrey Lord. A couple of interesting notes. Biden, of course, is across the big pond. And here's what he had to say. Cut number three, please.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
We
that,
don't.
That, Todd, is as opposed to those of us who would like to forget that he's president.
Yes. And then my favorite, this is Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden, cut number one.
Joe and I are always excited to visit with our troops and their families. You know, you can sit down. I don't want you to stand through. Joe, pay attention.
So awkward, Jeffrey Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, Todd, I mean, it's humorous, and people like you and I in the American political scene and conservatives can and do joke about it, talk about it, et cetera. But seriously, what worries me is, you know who listens to something like that? Vladimir Putin.
That's right.
The head of Iran, Xi Jinping, I can never say his name, in China. People who are not friends of America are taking his measure. And, I mean, I am concerned over there. He's going to meet with Putin. Putin is no slouch. You know, he may not be the nicest guy in the world. He may be Stalin's heir. Those are things that need to be worried about here.
Jeffrey, I want to get your take on the dynamic and the relationship between Biden and Kamala Harris. CNN, of all places, was actually reporting that there was some confusion, maybe some concern even with how she handled herself down south of the border. It was a disaster. And I'm wondering if all is not well there between the president and the vice president.
Todd, you know, I knew in my bones that at some point this was going to out. I think that Joe Biden, among others, and others around Joe Biden were not pleased with her attacks on him during the Democratic primary situation. And I can only say that there is always tension between a president and his vice president, just institutionally. And, you know, the less you're seen and all of that kind of thing, the better. But if they think, they meaning the Biden high command, that she is scheming and plotting and doing all sorts of things to position herself, this is not going to go well. And I think that's who she is, frankly. And I think there are problems back there. And we don't know all of them yet, but I bet we will find out at some point.
You know, it's fascinating. There was a report out just, what, a day or so ago about how Pete Buttigieg may be able to run for the White House in 2024 using his handling of the infrastructure deal, if he can work out some backhand deals with the Republicans. But I'm telling you, I think there are people in that White House, and I think I'm tending to agree with them. We've got to do whatever we can to make sure Biden makes it through all 4 years. I don't think we can afford to have her in the White House.
Yeah, and I think I've said this to you before, but it reminds me of the Woodrow Wilson presidency when he had a stroke. And his wife, his doctor, and his private secretary, a guy named Joe Tumulty, basically sealed him off from everybody. And Mrs. Wilson ran the country. The notion that Hillary would have been the first woman president was wrong. We've already had one. It's just she wasn't elected. And, you know, having been around, you get a palace guard here. And you got to believe that there is that Biden palace guard that is surrounding him to make sure that he is totally protected, looking out for every last thing to protect him. And so whether it's Pete Buttigieg or whomever, they'll take a dim view of somebody, in essence, implying that Joe Biden couldn't be renominated in 2024 because he couldn't handle the job. I think there's going to be a lot more of this stuff. Man, Todd, I have a feeling you and I may be 100 years gone before some historian gets all the innards of this stuff, but I believe the innards are there to be gotten.
Unbelievable. Jeffrey, the real Jeff, or the Jeffrey Lord, .com is the website, Real Jeffrey Lord on Twitter. And you're right, there's going to be a lot to talk about. Jeffrey, always good having you on the show.
Thanks, my friend. Anytime.
All right. Jeffrey Lord right there, folks. And you also hear him a bit on Hannity as well. All right. Let's get to the phones. Here we got folks wanting to weigh in, and we have a line or two open, 844-747-8868. Scott in Chattanooga listening to us on Nuga Radio. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind?
Well, Todd, good afternoon anyway. What's on my mind is Google throttles us. Okay, so I'll explain it to you like this, Todd. So I asked the question, you know, why I had COVID, why would I need the shot and that card if I already had COVID? Well, they pulled it up on the phone real quick because they were liberal. They said I needed to take the shot because it went to a liberal thing. But if you pull up a conservative's phone, there was three different views on that. Two of us were conservatives. and the other two were liberals, and it showed two different things on the science part.
So you're saying that Google is pitting the left against the right? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know what? It's something to look into. It's got to hate to do this, but we've got to scoot for a break, and we're running late here. But appreciate the call. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, let's get right to the phones, 844-747-8868. Mike in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
I've been listening to your program for a few months now and really enjoy it. But what I don't want to talk about is our big, strong soldiers, the best of America, are offended and hurt by this this sign, you know, Bible school. It just seems a little, you know, that they're not as tough, or somebody else is making it to be something it's not. But what if that sign was Planned Parenthood? Would that be okay?
Oh, they wouldn't have a problem with Planned Parenthood. Yeah, they wouldn't have a problem with Planned Parenthood. I don't even think they'd have a problem with Muslim Vacation Bible School. But the Christians,
right.
Yeah, they get triggered.
And if the sign was a big sign for feminine napkins, would that be okay? You know, would anybody be offended? I just have to believe that our big, strong soldiers, and I'm saying it kind of not good, but our soldiers, that's not going to bother them.
No. Mike, you're being facetious. I know what you're saying, and you're right. I'm with you. I don't think any of our brave fighting men and women were offended by that sign. This smells to me, and we can't say matter-of-factly, but this smells like the work of atheists and agnostics and godless heathens.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's another thing people do. They told that a bunch of people had contacted Mikey Weinstein, you know, how they were offended. Well, sometimes they contact them and tell them to call us back and say how offended you are.
Mm-hmm. You're right on the money. That's
you know
yep. Yeah, that's how they do it. Mike, appreciate the call and God bless you. Let's go to Maine. Mike in Maine, listening to us on WLOB, the Big Lobster. Mike, what's going on in Ray Richardson country?
Yeah, he's a buddy of mine up here. How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing good, thank you, Mike.
Listen, I'm a retired Marine. In 1968, I was in a little place called Khe Sanh, Vietnam, and we were pinned in for 4 months. We couldn't get out of the fire base. And one of the guys that held everybody together was a Christian chaplain by the name of Ray Stubbe. I'll never forget that guy as long as I live. I watched him carry wounded. I watched them carry dead bodies. I watched them hold services in the middle of mortar barrages. He was an amazing man. And I'll tell you, just about any Marine that served on that base would tell you that it was Ray Stubbe that held us together for 72 days.
Is that right? He's a chaplain?
So they might want to. Yeah. Yep. Amazing guy. So these guys might want to think twice about the way they're talking about Christianity or any faith when it comes to the military. I just don't know what the hell they're thinking of.
Mike, I remember reading years ago about Franklin Roosevelt, and when they sent American soldiers off to fight in the war, every single member of the military was given a small pocket Bible that was plated so they could put it in their chest pocket. And I can't tell you how many lives were saved, literally, not just by the words in that book, but a couple of soldiers actually got shot, and that metal plating actually saved their life, including the grandfather of the managing editor of our website.
Yeah, there's a couple of them down at the Marine Corps Museum in D.C. A couple of the Marines during the Pacific Theater caught a bullet in the Bible. So
my goodness. Well, Mike, thank you for those good words, and thank you, sir, for serving our great nation, and God bless you for being a part of our listening audience. As a matter of fact, my dear friend Karen Kingsbury, many of you might read her books. She sent me a gift several years ago, and it was, in fact, one of those Bibles, and I have it in my library. It was a very special time in American history. Keep in mind, it was Franklin Roosevelt, a Democrat, who led the entire nation in prayer in the early days of World War II. And had the Military Religious Freedom Foundation been around during that time, they would have protested. They would have said there was no place for that kind of thing. They would have demanded that those Bibles be burned had they been around back in the start of World War II. But Mike is right. Both Mikes are right. And they say that faith is vitally important in the military. And I agree. I believe God is protecting us. God is blessing us because we are one nation under God. As the guy said, you know, just take a look at your dollar bill. It's not in man we trust. It's in God we trust. I mean, come on. All right, coming up, we've got more great guests. Our good friend Tim Wildman from American Family Association is going to be here. Also, Congressman Ted Budd just picked up Trump's nomination last week in North Carolina. He is going to be here. And we're going to introduce to you a brand new superhero character. I can't wait to get Avery's take on this since he's our resident comic book expert. Wow. It's not Spider-Man, I can tell you that much. So we'll get to that after the break. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show, ladies and gentlemen. What an honor to have you with us today. And just a reminder, if you take a few moments of your day, head over to the website and pre-order a copy of my brand new book coming out in just a couple of weeks, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. You're going to like this one. And we're going to be promoting it all over the place. We'll be on Huckabee's TV show, Billy Graham Library. We're arranging a book signing there. And we're going to be doing a tour of all of our radio affiliates. It's going to be a lot of fun. But you can actually pre-order a copy now. I will sign that for you. That's available at the store over at toddstarnes.com. So look, Kamala Harris still getting a lot of blowback for this interview she did the other day with Lester Holt from NBC News, Cut 14.
Any plans to visit the border?
At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance.
Do you have any plans?
All right. So that was Kamala Harris. Then John Harwood weighed on this, cut number 6.
Poppy, it's no surprise that the White House was not thrilled by that answer, a little bit confused as to why she handled it that way. The obvious discomfort with Lester's question, the nervous laughter there, it's hard to understand because this is a question that the administration's been dealing with for months.
On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, I want to go to a great congressman from North Carolina, just picked up the endorsement of President Donald Trump, Congressman Ted Budd. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to hear from you, Todd, and to be online with you. Glad to know you're going to be at the Billy Graham Library before too long for a book signing. That's exciting.
Oh, we love North Carolina, and that's just a very special place, that bookstore and, of course, the museum. It really is a wonderful place there in North Carolina. Congressman, first, I want to say congratulations. That must have been exciting news. When did you know that the president was going to throw his support behind you?
Well, the notification was, you know, just a few moments before he went on stage, got to speak with him backstage. Laura told me what she was going to announce, that she was not running, and the president said that he was going to endorse me. But don't misunderstand, this relationship has been brewing since 2016, when I won in a 17-way primary. Business guy, never run for office before. Fighting for the forgotten men and women out there in America. And President Trump on a national level was doing the same thing. So we've had a great relationship building over the years. Laura Trump worked to help me get reelected in 2018, and then she and I worked together to help lots of folks get reelected in 2020. And so this has been a great working relationship with the family, and very grateful for their support for my candidacy.
You know, the president said something that really stuck with me when he announced who he was endorsing, and of course it was yourself. He said you were the one guy that wasn't pressuring him all the time.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not an arm twister. I think a lot of this can be done, on our knees praying and just asking the Lord for his will. And I actually told Laura backstage, I said, Laura, if you said yes to North Carolina right now and you were running, it would make my life so much easier. I would, she would be, and I had told the president that, 4 or 5 weeks ago at Mar-a-Lago, and he kind of laughed, and, because he loves his daughter-in-law and his family, of course. And really, we just need a good candidate for North Carolina that can win not just the primary on March 8th of next year, but also the general. And that's what people are telling me that I need to run for. To be out there for the forgotten men and women of America. It doesn't get pressured. I'm not an arm twister. I want to present the argument in a convincing way and be the cheerful warrior out there to serve North Carolina before the U.S. Senate.
Congressman Ted Budd on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. You know, Congressman, we played this audio from Kamala Harris. The White House seems to be pretty concerned, at least behind the scenes, about her performance. Tension is starting to bubble up there in the White House between those two camps. Are you surprised by that?
Not at all. I'm seeing splits all over the Democratic Party right now. Look, we have to keep going as Republicans. We've got the best message. We're the ones that secure the border. They have let more than 170,000 people leak through the border each month. That's just last month, more than 20 years, more than ever in 20 years. You know, you look at the difference between under the Trump administration where we secured the border, but under the Biden-Harris administration, we've opened the border, and now we have a crisis. You couldn't have more difference, and you're just seeing utter incompetence when it comes to managing a very manageable but a very serious thing regarding border security. It's absolutely horrible what they are allowing to happen just by negligence.
I mean, and you mentioned the splits in the Democrat Party. I mean, you have Jewish House Democrats that are now condemning Ilhan Omar because she's comparing the United States and Israel with Hamas and the Taliban.
They've gone after her as they rightly should, and they've said some things that I could certainly agree with, of course, in our strong, strong support of Israel, one of our only allies, true allies in the Middle East, one of the only only democracy there, and a force for stability in the region. And they have to be our ally. No one else does that, and we have to stay strong with them. I can't believe some of the things that that Ilmar is saying to distance us from what a great ally there. And then now you're seeing, so many of our Jewish friends that, are just very upset with the Democrat Party right now. I hope they realize that it's the Republicans that have the staunchest support for Israel and that we're going to stand with them. But you're seeing a real growth away from Israel inside the Democrat Party, and it's very, very concerning.
Well, it is concerning. And Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there, but we want to wish you all the very best out there on the campaign trail. I know we have a lot of listeners there in the Tar Heel State, and it's going to be a fun race.
Absolutely. You know, it's 271 days to go, and we're going to ask all North Carolinians for their prayers, for their support, and for their vote. This is just the beginning.
All right, Congressman Ted Budd, just fresh off that endorsement from President Trump in the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate race. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Take care.
Oh, my goodness. You know, speaking of the southern states, I don't know what it's like. Maybe in the Midwest. I guess you guys get the allergies in the Midwest and even up in New York City. It's concrete allergies, though. But here in the South, you know, the allergy season is pretty crazy. And this year, thanks to my Thunderstorm air purifier, allergy season has been, quite frankly, non-existent. Early on, I was sneezing and coughing at the watery eyes. And then we got a call from our good friends over at Eden Pure. And they said, hey, Starnes, you've got to try out our brand new Thunderstorm air purifier. You plug this thing in. And I'm like, well, is there lightning? Is there thunder? I mean, what's rain? What's it? No. That's what we call it. Thunderstorm air purifier. Because it fiercely purifies the air in your home and completely eliminates all of those molecules that would cause you to sneeze and cough and whatnot. And then on top of that, it also eliminates any sort of odor that might be in your house. And I don't know how this works, but it's an incredible unit about the size of one of those Apple TV devices that you have next to your TV. So you don't, it's not that obvious. And it doesn't have all those heavy, perfumey odors. And you know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about. So all you have to do is get this thing, plug it in, and boom, it starts working immediately. You say, well, how can I get one of these? Very simple. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. And use the code word Todd. And when you do that, they're going to give you $10 off for the lowest price. And they're going to throw in free shipping. So again, EdenPureDeals.com. Use the promo code Todd. That's EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Todd. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, big news in the world of comic books. This coming from Variety, the magazine. Actress Emilia Clarke. I'm not familiar with her. What is she? Was she in Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay. Is that her only claim to fame?
She was in the Solo Star Wars movie, and she's been in a couple of other projects.
You see, I knew Avery would know this. He's very knowledgeable about this.
I don't know much about her.
Avery, Emilia Clarke is creating a new comic book superhero.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that doesn't happen every day. You know, it's, you've got the iconic characters.
Oh, yeah. You've got Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, all those characters. Mm-hmm.
What's the fish guy?
Aquaman.
Aquaman. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Emilia Clarke has created a superhero whose superpowers come from menstruation. And said the character will swing from her armpit hair like Spider-Man.
Oh, that's so gross.
That's so gross.
Are you making that up?
So, also, that sounds very painful. Not going to lie.
No, I right? Exactly. No, it's not made up. This is from Variety Magazine. TheBlaze.com has the story as well. Miss Clark, or we're assuming that's her preferred pronoun, she says that she was inspired to enter the comic book industry after seeing the gender disparity among comic book creators and readers.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. She says, something did not sit right with me in that exchange, and all these signs were telling me to go make my own. So she assembled a team of female comic book creators and produced Mom, M-O-M, a comic book with the superhero character Maya, a single mom.
Okay, I can respect that. That's
quote,
cool.
Yeah, that look, I mean, you
that
know.
That part's fine. Mom is a superhero, right?
Moms are superheroes.
Of course,
they do a lot. Is she British, this woman, Amelia Clark?
Yes.
Hello, she's a single mom that's got to get the blank done, she said.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah.
Tim Van Horn, our morning show host.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
Oh, what is he saying?
Says that, you know, every superhero has to have a good catchphrase, right? Like, up, yeah. Up and away, or truth, justice, and all that other stuff, as yeah. Superman is now, right? So Van Horn said her name, her superhero name should be period.
Oh, well, you know, that's a new phrase now, right?
But and he offers a catchphrase. This is a brilliant catchphrase. Period. End of sentence. So it's like, you're under
stop
arrest.
Right there.
Your days of evil are over.
Period.
Period. End of sentence.
Well, you know, that's a new saying now. Have you heard that everywhere? I did not know this till recently, but if I say, like, hey, Avery, are you going to meet me at the football game tonight? You say, period. And apparently that means, like, for sure. Yeah.
I have never heard. That doesn't make any sense.
I know,
at all.
But it's a Gen Z thing. I learned it very recently.
And I, you see, when phrases
like that. My sister-in-law told me about it. I had no idea.
But when phrases like that come out, that's what makes me lose faith in my own generation, when things like that happen.
That was the thing that sent me over the edge.
We just don't know grammar, apparently.
No. Can we get back to the menstruation for a second?
Talk about
if you want
phrase.
To.
This is, yes.
Do we have to?
Can we, let's, yeah, this is the lady superhero with lady issues. Here is the quote. She says her superhero powers are manifestations of the side effects from menstruation. The bloating, the hair growth, the mood swings, the acne, all of it, Clark explains. We hate that when it happens. Speaking for myself and everyone I've ever met who has had a period. What if we turned that around and made the period something that we can feel as this unique, crazy, superhuman thing that happens in our body? When Maya is scared, she goes invisible. When she's angry, she has superhuman strength. She can swing like Spider-Man from her armpit hair.
That's just not.
That's a lot of armpit hair.
Yeah, that is a lot of armpit hair.
A lot of armpit
hair. Disgusting.
However, I will say this. I mean, with the rage that is involved, I mean, that might be good for stopping the bad guys or invading armies,
oh,
right?
My.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing this out there. I mean, if in the comic book genre. She said the comic book aims to normalize menstruation so that it has far less of a social stigma.
I mean, in all fairness, this is just for me. I'm going to be very, very careful.
I was
very
about careful, to say, Avery, but you're
very
careful.
Careful.
Don't dig that hole.
It is a normal thing, but it's not high. Yeah, it's kind of is a social stigma because I mean that's a very private thing to deal with. But I'm not saying, but it is normal. So that's where I'm confused as to what she's talking about.
I remember Howard Stern had a movie called Fart Man. Remember that?
What? No.
Again, talking about natural bodily occurrences.
Yeah.
It was a movie back in the day, Fart Man, a fictional superhero, popularized by Howard Stern.
Oh, my.
And, yes, and he...
Oh, I just looked up.
That's just
looked that character up. That's
look,
weird.
He had a
I'm
toilet seat
like,
necklace.
I'm all for removing the stigma, but we don't have to create a superhero that's swinging by our armpit hair and dealing with
gross.
Crazy mood swings as superpowers.
Can you imagine? Oh, hi, Spider-Man. How are you? Evil man! Rawr!
Oh, my gosh.
Hello. Period. End of sentence. I don't...
Todd.
What?
Just stop.
I will
as
say,
the only woman here, just stop.
End of sentence.
I will say the,
end of sentence. There, that's the end of your sentence.
The name MOM is an acronym, and it stands for Mother of Madness, and I do think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a bad superhero.
Got to get a better name.
You got to. I know they can do better. Something to do with red, the color red.
I am woman, hear me roar.
Yeah, like I something to do with the color red. The Red Bandit.
Well, maybe. Oh, for crying out loud.
I got it. Blood of Fury.
No, oh my
that's
God.
That's actually not bad. I like it.
Thank you.
Jeez,
I mean, when you about the,
better
the
than
character,
Mom.
That is weird, but yeah.
Stick with Fart Man.
How about we just
maybe they could do
Marvel
like a few. Right, thank you very much.
They need to handle the superheroes.
Why can't we just
maybe.
Let, why can't we let, you know, the comic books be the comic books? It's escapism. It's fantasy. You want to get away.
Yeah.
Just like when you watch TV.
Well, this is fantasy. She's swinging by her armpit hair and, you know.
Can I just say, this, you know, pronouns, that was not a problem on the Brady Bunch. Everybody knew their designated pronouns. Mm-hmm. Back at Leave It to Beaver, Beaver Cleaver knew what his pronoun was.
I mean, yes. Even like in the early 2000s, the Disney Channel shows they watched, they knew what their pronouns were.
Yes, they did.
Exactly. I mean, seriously. So, it, you know, this might be a time to give away a prize because we've got to stop talking about, you know, menstruation marvel or something. I don't know. It is your show,
Todd. Yeah, we throw out a trivia question.
Oh, here's the question. Here's the question. Leave It to Beaver. Who was the rascal? One of the guys, one of the crowd was a rascal on Leave It to Beaver. If you know the answer, if we need the character's name, not the actor who played him, but the character's name on Leave It to Beaver. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And the winner is going to get a signed copy of my brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. So who was the rabble-rouser on Leave It to Beaver? 844-747-8868. Coming up, Tim Wildman from American Family Association. They're facing some censorship problems with Amazon Prime. We're going to get to that after this commercial break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hope you are doing well today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line, and always an honor to have the head honcho over at American Family Association, American Family Radio, Tim Wildman with us. Tim, hope things are going good in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Thank you, Todd. Don't exactly know what a honcho is, that that's good or bad, but I'm glad to be the head one.
It's a good thing.
Okay.
Director of fun,
well,
maybe.
Know, I'm a snowflake, so I get easily offended.
Oh yeah, you're a snowflake. Yes, that's exactly.
Yeah, we're doing good, brother. Thank you for having me on today.
And I want to circle back at the end of this and talk about the great things you guys are doing there and how our audience can be a part of that. But you know, American Family Association, you guys have a long and storied history of taking a stand for the family, even through very difficult and controversial issues. And now I understand that you guys have run afoul of the Amazon Prime crowd. What's going on there?
Well, we produced a documentary in the last 6 or 8 months that we released called In His Image. And it's basically a look at the transgendered movement in America. And it does so from a biblical perspective. It's very well done. You might expect me to say that. It's not derogatory of individuals who go through this in any way. It's compassionate. It's Christ-centered. So there's nothing, in the film itself. It's, as I said, it's a documentary basically following the lives of four people who went into this and then lived to regret it. And what we did was we submitted this documentary to Amazon Prime to put on their streaming service, and they sent us back a message saying it had been rejected or denied, and they don't say why. They just say it's rejected. So it's just another example. By the way, YouTube has not removed it, so it's still there. And you can watch the film. It's excellent. I encourage everybody to go watch it for free at inhisimage.movie. Inhisimage.movie, not .com, not .net, inhisimage.movie. But it's just another example of big tech making these decisions that any discussion or critique that is critical of there of the transgender movement is declared unacceptable. In fact, it's hateful, according to, you know, SPLC and groups like that. So you can't, you know, you can't even talk about it, according to Amazon Prime, in any way that's anything less than complete and total affirmation.
And Tim, and again, folks, Tim Wildman from American Family Association on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Tim, are you guys coming up with alternative ways to get the information out there? Because you're right, big tech, they are cracking down. And honestly, big media is, too. They're cracking down on anyone who says anything about the transgender crowd or the sex and gender revolutionaries.
Yeah, we Vimeo, you know, another akin to YouTube. Some people are familiar with that. They cut us off from something a year ago, too. So it's this, the woke crowd are totally in control of the editorial process, or the really the what's allowed on their platforms, and the many of these big media, social media giants. We see what's happened with President Trump, obviously, with Facebook and Twitter and so forth and so on. So they are after conservatives in general, and they are in the denial business. You know, that's interesting is there's so many things on social media that are, you can call right now and you can put, type in Facebook, Bigfoot, and you can find all kind of things. They don't fact check that. You may believe in Bigfoot. I don't know, Todd, but my point is that these social media giants, they don't fact check anybody. I use fact checking quotations, except conservatives and Christians. We're the only people that they quote fact check. And the facts, as it relates to transgenderism, for example, are worthy. I mean, these lives and these testimonies, not everybody's jumping for joy after having their breast removed, or having to have you know, some kind of a surgical procedure, or these hormones that they're taking. A lot of these folks are living to regret it, and that's the stories we tell on here. And this, by the way, not just the medical issues, but the issue regarding God and the Bible. God created man and women separately and distinct, and we all know this. And the left crowd is doing, the woke crowd is doing, the social media giants, they want us to pretend like men can be women and women can be men. They want us to, and then they call us science deniers. So it's just an upside down world with regard to human sexuality that we're living in today, unfortunately. But we at American Family Association and other groups and programs like yours are going to continue to tell the truth and to lead people to the Lord.
And, you know, Tim, and ultimately, I mean, when you've got someone out there saying, well, I was, you know, I'm a woman, but, you know, I was I'm a woman, but I'm in a man's body, or vice versa. You're saying, in essence, that God made a mistake. And ultimately, this goes back to attacks on, you know, our religious foundations and our belief system.
Yeah, and what they're wanting to do, the secular leftists, they're wanting to compel us. They're wanting to compel us.
That's it.
To deny our beliefs. And what I would say in this, in respect to transgenderism, they want us to deny science. Quote Dr. Fauci here. Sorry to send people's blood pressure up by mentioning that name.
You just did that, but, Tim. Yeah, sorry.
I know I did. I know, but, you know, they're warning us. You know, now there is a lot of pushback going on. A lot of states are saying, Florida being the latest one, saying, you know, we're not going to let boys slam dunk on girls. Okay, this isn't acceptable. There are physiological differences between male and female. And we're not going to blur that line by letting boys play girls' sports. So there is a lot of pushback going on across the country. You followed, I'm sure, the stories with the coach there in Virginia.
Oh, sure.
And then
Tanner
the
Cross.
School teacher. Yes, and then the brave school teacher down in the New Orleans area who went before his school board and basically said the same thing. I can't in good conscience as a teacher, as a coach, ignore the differences between male and female that we all know exist.
Well, Tim, look, real quick, I know you guys are sort of a construction zone at AFA headquarters and doing a lot of work down there. Tell us what y'all are doing and how our audience can get involved in that.
Well, we've had the same facility for 40 years, and I'm tired of the leaks in my office for the last 10 because I'm the head honcho, and I demand an office that's not flooded every time Tupelo floods.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's not asking too much, I don't think.
No, not at all.
That's not Jim and Tammy Baker stuff right there. That's just I just want an office, man. That's all I want, an office with some furniture that doesn't get flooded. So we're building a new facility, much to the dismay of the SPLC and the ACLU and others, because we're going to be here for the next 40 years if the Lord tarries, fighting for righteousness and truth and the Constitution. And so it was time after 40 years to build something new. So we're under construction. We'll be through sometime at the end of the year. And Todd, as I go here, I just want to encourage people really to go and watch free the In His Image .movie documentary. Because I'm telling you, we've over somewhere between 300,000 and 400,000 views so far.
Wow.
And we're testimonies are pouring in from all over the world, quite frankly, of people who have said thank you for this. And it gives me hope for my family member or friend or fellow co-worker who are trapped in this, I guess you would call it a mental dilemma with respect to transgenderism.
Tim, we've got a link to the movie on our live show blog. Folks, you can access it there. And we're going to have to skedaddle for a break. But Tim, always good having you on. It's been far too long, and we got to get you back on soon.
Todd, look forward to it. Thank you, brother.
All right, Tim Wildman, ladies and gentlemen, from American Family Association. Man, what a great organization. And they do such good work for this country. Folks, we do need to take a break. And we also have a trivia question out there. Leave It to Beaver. We made a reference to that earlier in the show. Leave It to Beaver. You had Beaver. You had Wally. And then you had Wally's best friend, who was something of a he was the problem child. Who was that? What was the character's name? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, let's go to the phones. A lot of people wanting to answer this question. We're going to go to Ed, listening to us on our great affiliate, KELY, in the beautiful state of Nevada. Ed, how are things out in Nevada today?
Oh, it's beautiful, sun shining, and the wind isn't crashing on us today.
Well, that's good. You know, the last time I was out there, and I was at one of the gun ranges out near Pahrump, man, that wind was something fierce, I'll tell you.
Oh yeah, throw your shot off by a foot.
Yes, it will. Ed, let's try to win you a prize. We were talking about Leave It to Beaver. There was a rascal on that program. Who was that character on Leave It to Beaver?
Yes, he was. Yeah, that was Eddie Haskell.
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. It was Eddie Haskell. And, Ed, we're going to hook you up with my brand-new book. It's coming out in a couple of weeks. We're going to send you an advance copy. It's called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. I think you're going to like it, Ed.
I think I will, too.
All right.
I've been hearing you talking about it, and it sounds great.
Ed, well, we appreciate all you guys out there listening to us on the Nevada Talk Network, and hang tight. Grace is going to get all your info. So, guys, last night someone sent me a video, and this does not happen very often, but I just felt compelled to play this song on the show today. This is from America's Got Talent. Love this show. It's a lot of fun, crazy stuff, and, you know, you can kick back and relax. And there was a young lady who happened to be a Liberty University graduate, And she has gone through a terrible, terrible bout with cancer. And I was watching this, and I got to tell you, it packs a punch. And for some reason, I just felt impressed that maybe somebody in our audience needs to hear what she was singing. Just her spirit, her demeanor, and what happened afterwards with Simon Cowell. Let's just listen to the song for a few moments.
I moved to California in the summertime. I changed my name thinking that it would change my mind. I thought that all my problems, they would stay behind. I was a stick of dynamite and it just was a matter of time, yeah. Oh, dang, oh my, now I can't hide. Said I knew myself, but I guess I lied. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost and it's all right. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost and it's all right. It's all right, it's all right, it's all right. I wrote 100 pages, but I burned them all. Yeah, I burned them all. I blow through yellow lights and don't look back at all. I don't look back at all. Oh, dang, oh my, now I can't hide. Said I knew what I wanted, but I guess I lied. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost and it's all right. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost and it's all right. Oh, it's all right to be lost sometimes.
Wow.
You know, it's funny because singers come on and I think about authenticity. You know, when you feel it, when it moves you, that felt like the most authentic thing I have heard this season.
That was surprising. It was powerful. It was heartfelt. And I think you're amazing.
You gave me chills. I mean, your voice is so beautiful to listen to. It was beautiful all the way around.
Your voice is stunning.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Absolutely stunning. And I totally agree with what Howie said, you know, about authenticity. There was something about that song after the way you just almost casually told us what you're going through and, you know.
You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy.
There are, however, there have been some great singers this year. And I'm not going to give you a yes. I'm going to give you something else.
And that's Simon Cowell. And he was so emotional, he had to stop and take a sip of a beverage just to compose himself. This young lady, her name is Jane Marzewski, and she is a graduate of Liberty University. I believe she's 30 years old, and she has a very severe form of cancer. And she told that story beforehand, and then she got up and sang this song. And I want you to understand something, because, you know, it gets crazy in this country. life gets crazy. And, man, they're going to throw a lot of stuff at you. And we talk about a lot of this stuff on this radio show all the time. But I want you to remember just what she just told us. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right, no matter what you're going through. And I don't know who needs to hear that word today, because we go through a lot in life. We go through a lot in the political world. But it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And we're going to get through it together. So we're going to post a link to that song on our website, toddstearns.com. Folks, get out there. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. This is the Todd Stearns Show.